Good morning or good evening, whatever the time is, wherever you are. Welcome to this new episode of the Positive Switch podcast. This one is a bit special as I am just giving it one try. It's one take, one go. As I am sitting in the Frankfurt airport in Germany. And yes, today I want to share with you a very special experience that I got to live in Amsterdam this weekend at the occasion of the One Damn Day. The organization Anonymous for the Voiceless, if you don't know about it, it's an organization for animal rights that was created, I think, in 2016 by Paul Bashir and Asal. I don't remember her last name, but his girlfriend is called Asal, and they organized this 24-hour cube of truth in Amsterdam on the Dam Square in Amsterdam this weekend. And if you don't know what a cube of truth is, it's basically a human-shaped cube, a big square with people taking place there and standing up, holding computers, laptops, or TV screens to reveal the truth about animal exploitation to the public, to the bystanders. And the principle is to come dressed in black and to wear these white masks that are quite intriguing, so people are a bit curious. It's very interesting and just catching their attention, so people will eventually come closer to the screens and discover the footage about the animal industries. And we use different footage from different countries, but it's basically all the standard practices that are used in all the animal industries around the world. And yes, when bystanders stand about, let's say, over 20 seconds before the screen, there will be an outreacher. The outreacher is the person who comes to the bystander in order to engage a conversation with them on the topic. And yes, as an activist, I really enjoy the role of an outreacher because I love to engage in conversations with people and just see what kind of arguments they can come up with to justify exploiting and killing animals. I want to confront people with their own contradictions and allow them to reflect upon their habits so that they can get out of their comfort zone and look for other options, alternatives, a different lifestyle that could enable them to live in alignment with their values by choosing 3 times a day to opt for the plant-based options when doing the groceries, when going to the restaurant, when engaging in social gatherings. There is always the possibility to choose the plant-based option, the vegan option. And yes, I think it's something quite easy that we can do. Making this switch is not necessarily about giving up on something, it's about welcoming new ways, new habits that truly help us to align our actions with our values so that in everyday life we can feel lighter, we can feel free of that burden, because we're no longer contributing to the pain of billions of animals. We're not contributing to this huge, heavy impact with our footprint by eating, consuming meat or animal secretions. It's a very powerful choice, but that still remains just logical and quite easy to me, as whenever you go to the supermarket, currently in the United States, in Europe, you have vegan options everywhere. It's becoming more and more mainstream. Recently, I think the past 2 weeks ago, McDonald's in Germany released the first vegan burger, which is called the Big Vegan TS. I don't really know what TS stands for, although I would assume it might be tomato and salad, because that's basically all that is in there with the vegan burger. They didn't do a good job, I would say, at being creative and making it a bit more tasty, although it does the job. I don't feel there's a difference with a normal burger. It could easily trick someone into thinking that's a true burger, what does true burger mean anyway, but it could trick someone into thinking that it is a meat burger if they're not aware that it's a vegan one. So yeah, it does the job, but enough of this. So that's the main goal of outreaching, the main goal of the Cubes of Truth. And the first 24-hour cube took place last year in Berlin, and I was there as well. It was quite a rough one, because we had pretty harsh weather conditions. The weather was not really with us on that time, and it rained pretty much the whole night as we stood outside in the cube. Although we were able to go and take some quick naps, sorry, oh my god. Yeah, you can tell, today I'm a bit not quite jet lagged, but I didn't sleep for about 41 hours in the last 2 days. So yeah, don't worry about me making some bloops and mistakes and oopsies. But yes, last year in Berlin was a bit tough, and it was cold as well. But with about 1,000 activists from all around the planet, we reached the goal of about 3,900 and something positive conversations with bystanders. And the positive conversations, we consider them to be positive as soon as the person shows an interest into reflecting upon their lifestyle, maybe trying a vegan diet for a couple of days, showing really some interest and just showing us that they're open-minded and receptive to any options and a new start in their life. And this one in Amsterdam was definitely much easier. Like, the conditions were pretty fair for us, with a beautiful weather. We only had some rain, but it was quite thin, like nothing really bothering. A lot of sun, and in total we had a little bit over 500 activists there. And at the end, we achieved the goal of reaching out, triggering about 3,586 positive conversations, which is amazing given that we only had about the half of the activists that we had in Berlin last year. So I think it's just amazing, and it shows how much people can be open to this topic, how ready people are to change and put aside their selfishness, put aside their traditions and everything they've known until this point, in order to align their actions with their values. I think that's a very beautiful message. I am so thankful for all these people who stopped and, you know, just engaged into the conversation with us, who took some of their time when they were traveling. And I had myself definitely some amazing conversations. One that quite gets stuck in my mind, like one that blew me away, was this guy. I think he was from the US, like I could tell from his accent. And he had been like, we start the conversation and I'm like, are you aware of this? And do you know about veganism? And he was like, yeah, I was actually myself vegan for about 14 months. And so I wanted, you know, to dig in, and I asked him, like, why did he go vegan for the in the first place? And yeah, he said it was mostly like for some health reasons, and he didn't think that what was happening to the animals was right. And then I was like, how did you stop? Like, why did you stop? And he just said, you know, I think it's mostly about convenience, and somehow he got just driven away, maybe by some friends, and just like in this social environment, sometimes people tend to have a bad influence on you and to take you away from your own convictions. So I think that's why you should really always think clearly about what is right and what does seem right to your heart. And sometimes you just have to, yeah, connect to yourself instead of always asking people's opinions, because in the end, this choice that you make is impacting your life. And if your choice is impacting the lives of other living beings, you should definitely take into account your sensitivity, your strong desire for justice, instead of just listening to people who try to prevent you from making that change that could maybe save your life and save definitely thousands or millions of lives of other beings. And but anyway, he didn't really have a lot of time. We might have talked for about 5 minutes. But then, yeah, I mentioned to him, like, you know, what is convenience? Like, is our convenience or our taste pleasure more important than the lives of these animal beings who are put through so much suffering and misery during their pretty short life? Is it really worth it? And as he himself told to me, he felt amazing on a vegan diet. Like, he just, like, quote for quote, he was like, I had much more energy, I wasn't tired, I was thinking more clearly. And I was like, yes, right? You didn't have that brain fog after eating. And he was like, yes, that's exactly it. And I could just tell how he felt on this lifestyle, because that's how I feel, that's how I've been feeling ever since I made the switch. And so that's where we connected. We could relate to each other because he knew how it felt. And I know myself how it feels. And I can tell you, nothing for me feels as good as being vegan. And at the end, I could tell, I don't know, I told him something. There was a friend of mine who actually was standing in the cube, and she listened to the conversation. And she said, I said something, a point about justice at the end of the conversation, and she said she noticed, like, the dude remained silent for about 10 seconds. And I think that's the point where I could see in his eyes that he was going to try again. He was going to go back to veganism. And he opened his mouth and told me, you know what, I think I'm gonna go for it again. Yeah, there's no reason not to do it. And if I felt amazing living that way, why wouldn't I do it? And maybe this time achieve it on the long term. So it just brought me so much joy. That was definitely one of the highlights of this weekend, along with another crazy moment I had with a friend. I just laughed my ass off for 10 to 15 minutes, no idea. Yeah, that was another highlight of this weekend, and I'm just smiling as I'm thinking back about this moment. Otherwise, yeah, this event was just so selfless. All these people taking these amazing activists taking time from their vacation, maybe from their weekend, and taking a transport to come to Amsterdam, finding somewhere to sleep or not to sleep, as I and a lot of activists did. We stood up the whole 24 hours, didn't sleep, just took some little breaks and came back, went standing in the cube, did some outreach conversations. Like, these people are unstoppable. That's where you can see the change that is started. This change that is taking place right now is unstoppable. If those people can willingly, on a voluntary basis, if they can take this time out of their schedule, of their busy everyday life, and come gather 24 hours with strangers and stay on a square in a city that they might not know of, and they just stand there for 24 hours and talk to strangers for 24 hours on the street, getting out of their comfort zone, not being sure about how this conversation is going to go, not being sure about if the person is going to be receptive, if the person is going to feel attacked and just show some aggressive behavior, not being sure about the outcome of this weekend, but still taking the risk, just getting out of their comfort zone and coming, doing it for nothing else than for the animals. People who came there didn't come for themselves, because there was nothing, like, of course there was a lot to gain about it, to gain some confidence, to gain the rewarding positive conversations, to gain the human connections that they made by getting to know some new activists and making human connections with strangers just by having random conversations. But we had nothing to gain financially. We're not paid to do this. And yet we come and stay there and have probably one of the most life-changing experiences of our life. And that's just how it was for me. It was a very human, and I'm using the term human here in at its best, at its finest. Human in the way that we were all there for compassion, peace, love, respect. We were all in this moment, in this very grounded moment, we were embodying the true meaning of humane and what it is to be human, what it is to use our supposed dominion, not as a way to feel superior to other living beings, but using it as a chance, an opportunity to protect the most vulnerable and to speak up for the most vulnerable, to speak up for the defenseless who cannot speak up for themselves. I don't have any words to describe it more. It's just so deeply moving, and it's just like, you can tell it just like takes me in my guts. I get goosebumps when I just talk about it. And after the cube, we did a march, which was quite nice as well. I'm not sure how long it lasts, but it was very, very long. Definitely over 30, 45 minutes. You could hear in people's voices that they were determined. We're convinced that there is justice to be made. We have to give back the freedom to all living beings. This freedom that they deserve from their very first day on Earth. A life that is free of oppression, a life that they can enjoy along their beloved ones, with their families, friends, just like us. A life that they can live free of pain and stress, anxiety and fear. Because in the end, I think that what we all want, whether we're human beings or animals, and we are actually animals, but whether we're non-human or human animals, we all have this instinct, and we just all want to live a life as long as we can and free of any oppression. And it might be a bit selfish when we think about me, and I want to protect myself, I want to do what's in my best interests. And at the moment, the human species is doing anything but something that's for its interests. We are committing the worst kind of actions against our own best interests, and at the same time we are killing the only home that we have, our true home. We are using up all resources that this earth has provided us with. We're sucking everything up. We are wasting not only time, but wasting objects, we're living the wrong way. We are living with the wrong motto, that buy and throw away and just don't give a shit. People have to give a shit. We have to take things seriously right now, because as the IPCC released their report last year, if you don't know the IPCC, it's the International Panel Climate Change. It's an entity, an organization of the United Nations, and in their report last year, this special report on a 1.5 degree global warming, they said that we had only 12 years to do something, to take some action, so that we can avoid consequences that will be irreversible if we don't take action now. Those are awful conditions for the next generations and for ourselves as well. So we might just act as soon as we can, think deeply about what are our best interests and how do we take action to make sure that we meet these interests of ours, these interests for our entire species and for other species. And one of the most effective solutions is a vegan lifestyle. You can try to find any possible excuses, but as I like to say, there are there are no reasons not to go vegan, only excuses. But yes, if you who are listening, you were at the Cube in Amsterdam, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for staying committed. I want to thank you for raising your voice for the animals. I want to thank you for being such a fearless soul who speaks up with your heart. I want to thank you for for living by listening to your heart and not to your stomach. I want to thank you for representing the animals in the best way you can by showing your most beautiful and effective example. I am so thankful. I am thankful that you are in the world. I am thankful that you wake up every day and try to do your best to raise awareness about this major important topic. I want to thank you for facing hard times with your friends, families, when you have to engage in conversations that might not be comfortable for you. I want to thank you for just brainstorming maybe every day so that you can find other possibilities, other ways of activism to reach more and more people. I want to thank you for getting out on the streets and talking to strangers. I want to thank you for traveling so that you can spread the word as much as you can. And I think that's how I'm going to end up this episode. I think our species has the biggest responsibility on this planet. We were given seeds, and if we destroy the seeds, we might never see life again in its most beautiful form. But we can choose to preserve these very vulnerable, fragile seeds and to plant them in the right spots so that they come to fruition, so that they bloom into beautiful souls that will set up a new world, that will set up new traditions of compassion and respect, and that will educate people with the true values that were always ours, the ones that were always in our hearts since our birth. I send you much love and light, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.